Welcome everyone to Freedom Law School's weekly conference call on this September 28, 2017. This is Peyman Mutahede, the founder and president of Freedom Law School, and your host for this weekly conference call. Freedom Law School's website is livefreenow.org. livefreenow.org. If you are interested in living a free life, Freedom Law School is the right source for you. A source of education, empowerment, answers, and solutions that will work for you. These conference calls happen every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time Zone, in which I cover an important subject of freedom, usually IRS, but not always. And after the class, I will answer your individual one-on-one situations for free. And folks, this week I'm going to cover the topic that has the IRS sent you a reminder letter that you owe them money? And can you zero out the IRS tax claim? You know, I posted that on the Freedom Law School's website, and you know, it's so interesting how people think out there. There's some people that are completely closed-minded. They say nonsense, scam, you know, total nonsense, stuff like that. And I'm thinking, wow, why are people so negative? Why are they so closed-minded? It is so sad to see that so many Americans make up their mind before they even give themselves the opportunity to look at things, hear things, think and analyze things for themselves, and then they come to a conclusion. Closed-mindedness, folks, is a disease that really hurts you. On the other hand, folks, I had a guy call me that I talked to today that the IRS claims he owes the IRS over $1 million. And he was delighted to know that the law actually does allow him to get rid of all those taxes. And he told me that, Peyman, I know, I've checked out Freedom Law School. I've watched 15 of your videos already on YouTube. So I know you know your stuff. I was pleasantly surprised that somebody does his homework. But then again, it made sense. The guy is a successful person in what he does in life. And open-mindedness leads you to success. Closed-minded people end up being failures because they deny themselves opportunities by being not even looking at things. So before I get to that subject, though, I want to let you all know where Freedom Law School comes from. Okay, so you know Freedom Law School's bias, so to speak. I was born in Iran in 1962, came to America in 1977, with only my older brother, a total introvert, antisocial person, to guide me. Had to find my way around America, basically. And I thought I had come to land in the free home of the brave, thought America not to be the free country that it was advertised to the world to be. The land where the U.S. Constitution has never been violated as opposed to other governments, where the people's vote really matters. Well, I found out gradually that America is a corrupt regime. In America, all the money in America is created out of thin air by fraud, by all the banks, especially the big four crook banks that own America's money. Chase, Citibank, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and now Goldman Sachs. And through that money creation power, which they bought to themselves by buying Congress back in 1913 with the Federal Reserve Act. They literally have the entire American people and the government borrowing from them new money to put in the system at interest. So they're charging interest from the entire nation of America. Even 2% on the whole multi-trillion-dollar economy of the United States is a huge amount of profits. The income tax system is another scam, folks. There is no law requiring the average American like you and me to file and pay income tax. On the subject of tonight's call, whether you owe the IRS money, if you owe the IRS money, if you can zero it out, I will cover both filers and non-filers. People who have filed and confessed and admitted that they owe the IRS money, I will cover them. And those who have not filed a 1040 income tax confession form or a return, that's a misnamed, but yeah, return they call it, and you have not confessed it, but the IRS claims you owe the money, how you can zero out that as well. It's a big topic. We have a lot of callers tonight. I know this is going to be a call. Many people over the years will be checking it out on YouTube and on our blog, Talk Radio. That's a hot topic. But believe it or not, yes, you can zero out IRS tax claims. Of course, it depends in large part on your situation. What have you done before? What have you not done? Have you messed things up or not? It also depends on the IRS. Did the IRS mess things up for themselves or not? And of course, lastly, and very importantly, it depends on if you know the law and your rights, which is why you are listening to the call tonight to learn about law and your rights and the solutions. And I will cover that for you. We have a total of 2 hours to cover everything and answer your questions. And I talk faster than I would want to usually, folks, because I have a lot to cover for you. I wish I could just put my brain and plug it into yours and put it all there for you. But I can't. I have to put it on our website, take the time to write it out, or talk about it on these conference calls for you to listen and repeat, listening to it to help you. And that's also why Freedom Law School, I started courses, educational material way back in 1996 when I created Freedom Law School to help you understand the law and your rights so you could defend yourself as much as possible without a need of an attorney or a lawyer. Or if you have an attorney or a lawyer, you could minimize paying him by doing much of the work yourself, save money for yourself. Or if you have the attorney do it for you, you keep an eye on it. You watch the case. You know what's going on. You make sure he does it right. It doesn't mess you up. And you can verify he's actually a good lawyer because you know something about the law and your rights. It's like taking your car to a mechanic and knowing nothing what the air filter, fuel filter, transmission, radiator. You know nothing about nothing. The mechanic can take advantage of you. Now, you don't have to be a mechanic, but if you know, the more you know about the basic functions of the car, the more you can make sure your mechanic is doing a good job for you, right, at the right price, and doesn't mess you up. It's the same way with Freedom Law School. Whether you want to do it yourself, you want to be do-it-yourself mechanic of law, Freedom Law School will teach you. And you want to make sure your attorney is doing it right, Freedom Law School will help you. And if you're under attack and you say, hey, Payman, I trust Freedom Law School because you guys have been around for a long time. You've been doing this for over a quarter of a century, folks. That's right. I've started in this stuff 25 years ago now. And I trust you to do the right thing. I want you to help us out. Yes, Freedom Law School can help you get this crooks in the IRS and government off of your back and live free. It's all options you have available. Go to livefreenow.org. Look at our course packages there. There are options. Whether you are down and out, unemployed, disabled, on Social Security, bare minimum wage job, or a successful businessman with people working for you, and everything in between, folks. Freedom Law School offers something for every one of you to help you live free. But then again, I want to remind you all that there is no law requiring the average American to follow pay income tax. And one of my students in 1997, 20 years ago, was a gun-carrying IRS special agent with the IRS's criminal investigation division. His job was to investigate people with a gun in his jacket to charge him with so-called tax crimes and put him in prison. And he did. In 5 years that he was there, he went after four different small business owners who had filed 1040 income tax confession form, and they all got jail time. And with my assistance and others in the freedom movement, he verified that there is no law requiring you and me, the average American, to file and pay the federal income tax. He confronted his bosses at the IRS about it when he was there. The IRS refused and failed to answer him and show him where his legal conclusions and book on the subject are wrong. And when a nonprofit organization called We the People Foundation flew him from California to Washington, D.C., to the District of Criminals, full of crooked politicians, crooked lobbyists, crooked government bureaucrats, IRS agents, IRS management. He went there to debate them openly on C-SPAN, national TV, about legality of income tax. Not one IRS agent, not one Department of Injustice lawyer, not one representative from the White House or Congress ever showed up to debate him about the law that requires the average American to file income tax, because they know there is no such law. This is the deep state, folks, enslaving every one of you. Y'all been hearing about the deep state last year since Trump's election. Good. I'm glad you've heard about it. But it's been going on for much longer than you realized. Gulliver the Giant. The mass of the American people are waking up and realizing a bunch of powerful, corrupt insider big banks and a corporation. I named the banks, and the big corporations are, you know, Google, Facebook, Apple, okay? All the big corporations out there are in cahoots to enslave you. They buy off the politicians with paying for the election campaign. And by the way, it was a great, wonderful celebration that in Alabama, former Alabama Supreme Court Justice Moore won against a corrupt establishment Republican by a whopping, 56% to 44%. I mean, that's a kick-ass victory, folks. Over 10% difference in vote, that's a kick-ass victory. And Alabama is a conservative state. The Republican always wins, basically. So the Democrat will not have a chance there. I mean, this guy is more constitutional than Donald Trump. This guy was the only guy, I think, maybe one of two or three in Alabama Supreme Court who was going to look at Obama's birth certificate issue. And he said, we should look at this issue. the majority of the corrupt Alabama Supreme Court judges, the political hacks, did not want to touch that issue. Judge Moore did want to look at the issue because he knew he had a constitutional duty to do so. So, folks, we're taking our country back. We are kicking out the establishment, the Democrats and Republicans, both. And we're taking our country back. And yes, we are going to get rid of the income tax fraud on the American people. We're going to get our money back from Chase, Bank of America, Citibank, Goldman Sachs, Wells Fargo crooks that own the New York Federal Reserve, privately owned corporation, which runs the Federal Reserve system, the head of the beast. So Freedom Law School is about freedom. And freedom happens when you learn the truth. And the truth gives you the tools to set yourself free or align yourself with organizations and people like Freedom Law School to have you and all of us together free ourselves as American people. So go check out, you can go on our Freedom Law School on the education materials on the top of the page. A lot of good stuff. Start from the videos, the income tax reward, eye-opening education, then go down. It'll just blow you away with information you have never heard before. But it is all true and verified. You just took the red pill, folks. If you see the movie Matrix, this is the red pill. You came to Freedom Law School, you took the red pill, the truth. And the rabbit hole, folks, will get deeper. Prepare yourself, folks, because this is not something that you were taught in high school or university. I wasn't. I got a degree in business administration from the California State University. I took economics, finance, business. None of this was taught to me. You will not learn this in the major media, but thanks to internet, this information is getting out. So check out our other videos at blogtalkradio.com or Freedom Law School, other commerce calls on YouTube, youtube.com, folks, and you're going to be glad you started your road to freedom through Freedom Law School's education and answers and solutions that work for you. And share this, folks. Share Joe Bannister's video. You can just type in on YouTube, Joseph Bannister, Freedom Law School. His speech will come up. Type in illegality of the income tax exposed on YouTube. It'll come up. That C-SPAN debate I was telling you about. It'll come up. Listen to it in your car, on your smartphone. Plug it into your car as you're stuck in traffic. Share it with a friend. Have them listen to it in their car, on their smartphone, on their way to job, stuck in traffic. They're going to wish the traffic jam was longer because the story is so interesting and so real, folks. So, yes, you will come out with a whole new knowledge you did not have before the call tonight. So, let's talk about IRS claiming you owe the money. I will cover, again, like I said, filers and non-filers. Those who have confessed they owe the IRS money and those who have not confessed they owe the IRS money. Okay. Remember, folks, let me kind of go back because it's important you understand that. The 1040 income tax return is not a return. That's important that you understand that concept. It will apply to this talk. You never took anything from the government to return it to them. Because that's what return means. You took something, you return it to the owner. The word return is a deception they're using to enslave you because the average American is a good person. They want to return what belongs to its rightful owner. So they call this form a confession form, a return, when it's not. if you read above the line, the signature line of a 1040 form, you can go, folks, follow with me if you want to. Go on your, by the way, on all Freedom Law School classes, always have your smartphone, laptop, iPad, personal computer nearby. Look this stuff up for yourself. You do not and you should not believe me or the government or anybody else out there on the internet. Demand verifiable truth. And Freedom Law School will give you the answers from the government's own website, folks. Yes. Okay. Go on your computer internet search browser, type in 1040 income tax return. Okay. Hit return. I use DuckDuckGo.com, not Google. I don't use Google. Avoid Google if you can. They're spying on you. They're the big brother. Avoid Google when you can. DuckDuckGo.com is a good search engine. StartPage is not a good search engine. That's why I don't use it. Some of you say use StartPage. Poor results. DuckDuckGo.com gives a good result like Google and protects your privacy. And they don't filter out. They don't censor the results. Google censors the results of politically hot stuff. So you get a 1040 income tax confession form, okay? And let's go ahead and get the form from IRS's website, right? You're going to get one or two IRS's website. They come, like the first one that I had. It says about form 1040 U.S. individual income tax return. I put my mouse on there, right-click, open a new tab, and there you see on the current products, oh, they're form 1040. Very good. I put my mouse on that, right-click on it, open a new tab, and there is a form. The 1040 form for your 2016. Go down to the second page of the form where it says near the bottom, sign here. On the right of that, in tiny print, the tiniest size print in that form. Above where it says your signature, they have this squeeze in there. What does it say? Oh, nobody pays attention to that, Paymon. That's just some formality. It doesn't really matter. Just sign it. That's what the CPA says, tells the accountant, attorney, bookkeeper, enrolled agent. Just sign the form like everybody else. Doesn't mean anything. Well, let's see what it says. I want to look at the fine print because, as they say, the big print giveth away and the fine print taketh away. Oh, the big print makes it sound good, but the fine print is what does it to you. They jab it to you with small fine print. Just like a used car salesman, folks. They'd get you with the fine print. It was in there. You just didn't read it. So it says, under penalties of perjury. Whoa. What means under penalties of perjury? What does that mean? I never heard about that when I went to university. What is penalty of perjury that I'm under? Oh, you didn't know? Well, I'll tell you, Paymon. It means perjury is lying under oath. And penalty of perjury is a penalty that's imposed on you for lying under oath. Oh yeah, you heard that right, folks. You heard that right. So you sign your form, you're presuming you understand, you know that you're saying something under oath. The same as if you are in a court of law with a judge and a jury testifying. And if you lie under oath, it's called perjury, lying under oath. And there are penalties for that, like jail, prison time. And you accept that. You sign this form, that's all true, correct, and complete. And if he's not, you're going to go to prison, potentially. Let's read it. Under penalties of perjury, I declare that I have examined this return and accompanying schedules and statements. Oh, yeah. Those of you who got small business owners, independent contractors, commission salesmen, you know, have all these statements and schedules, I feel for you. the typical wage earner has only these two pages, but those of you who have businesses, you have to fill out all these other statements and attachments. You know, you read all those things, right? All the statements and the schedules, right? And to the best of my knowledge and belief, they are true, correct, right? The true, correct, and accurately list all amounts as sources of income I receive during the tax year. See? Your income, you say that it's all properly completely listed there. You declare you have income when you don't. We covered that in another conference call. While the average American does not have taxable income, you have regular income, what you live on, but that's not taxable income. That's not what the Congress passed the law to tax. Congress never passed the law to tax the average American's labor. Never. But you're declaring what you made for a living is taxable under oath. Okay? So that's what you say, folks. So this is a confession form. So when you file, you're confessing that you owe the money. So when the IRS comes after you as a filer that you owe the money, it's because you confessed to it yourself. Yes. The IRS will send you a tax collection letter, a reminder that you owe the money because you yourself had at one point filled out a 1040 income tax confession form and admitted under oath that you owe the IRS money. That's what the IRS is after you for. So for that year that you filed a confession form, 1040 confession form, you owe the money. For future years, maybe you want to stop filing a confession form, and that's a different issue. Because every 1040 form, every tax year is a separate form, separate tax issue. 2016 year is separate from 2017. Maybe you filed a confession form 2016, but that does not mean you have to file for 17 a confession form. You hang the noose around your own neck for your 2016, but that does not mean that you owe anything for 2017. That's a separate year, separate issue. So, for those of you who filed 1040 income tax confession form and confessed, ratted on yourself that you owe the IRS money, there are still choices. Yes, you can still wipe out the tax, as I promised you. I will tell you in a minute. But I want you to understand the source of your problem was your own confession form to begin with. Unless the IRS audited you and went through the formal procedures to add more tax to you, you through issuing a notice of deficiency to you, and then you owe money because of that IRS's audit actions. But generally speaking, most people that filers have contacted me, a lot of them have confessed to the tax themselves on the form. Sometimes they felt forced to fill out the 1040 form. They did not want to file, but the IRS coerced them. The accountant scared them into doing so. So if you file a 1040 income tax confession form, the best way to get rid of that tax, if it's not too small, and that's a big question. I've had people call a conference call. IRS wrote me a letter. I owe them $400. I owe them $1,200. And the problem with this small amount of taxes, folks, it takes too much effort and energy and cost for you to fight such a small case. It's like a parking ticket. You get a parking ticket for $80. How much time will you take away from your work and to write an objection, write a legal brief or something, go to fight that parking ticket, maybe 2-3 court appearances for over $80. You will lose money more in your time lost at work than to fight the parking ticket that you were innocent to begin with. So you just pay that ransom. You know, it's a tax, basically. They're just going to take a little bit from you, like cut your blood and suck a little blood out of you. You just might as well move on, unfortunately. But if the tax is not small, it's more substantial. Like in the case that guy I talked to today, IRS forced him to file a 1040 income tax confession form for many years. He had not filed for many years, but he didn't know what he was doing. There was no Freedom Law School to assist him to help him live free. So at the end, they were able to muscle him down, force him to file a 1040 income tax confession form for many years at the old IRS for over 10 years, about over $1 million. They put him in a payment plan that's going to go on for many years. And he just can't handle it. He says, I want to just get rid of this thing. I said, you can wipe this tax out. It's called bankrupting taxes. Yes, you can bankrupt taxes. Most attorneys will tell you you cannot bankrupt taxes. CPAs are ignorant of tax law. They only do forms. They don't know law. But you can bankrupt taxes. However, there are special procedures for bankrupting taxes. And that is, I'm going to give you this, the key things. The tax return for the years you want to bankrupt have been filed. One. Two. 3 years must have passed since the tax return date was due. So, for example, right now in September 2017, if a tax return was due after April 15, 2014, which would be for your 2013, you can bankrupt it. For right now, for 2013 and before, because it's been over 3 years since the return was due, you can bankrupt them. In addition, 2 years must have passed since the tax return was filed. So you may have filed a tax return late. For 2013, you might have filed it in April 2015. But that's okay, because that's still 2 years more than now. 2 years has gone by. Also, the tax must have been assessed or determined or fixed by the IRS at least 240 days ago, which is usually not a problem. The 2 year filing the tax returns is the most critical key. And then 3 years from the time due date of the tax return have passed. Those are the key things. And that there was no fraud involved in what you did. That's another requirement. And that's it. I just told you basic requirements of bankrupting taxes, whether it's $20,000 or $20 million, it doesn't matter. You can bankrupt it all. And you do not have to be poor otherwise. You could be a rich person. You could be making $1 million a year, your annual income. You owe the IRS $50 million. You can't afford to pay that $50 million. You can bankrupt it. In Chapter 7 bankruptcy, not Chapter 13 or 11, Chapter 7 bankruptcy. That's important. Okay, do not let the bankruptcy attorney take you to Chapter 13. Boy, I've had people call me. Some of these incompetent attorneys just blow my mind, folks. Okay? Blow my mind. I'm not an attorney, by the way. I'm a self-taught lawyer. Never went to law school. I'm self-taught. Okay? But a guy comes to me, for example, lawyer having filed for Chapter 13 and pay the IRS, you know, off in 5 years, you know, in a deal. Well, you can make deals with the IRS yourself without having to go to bankruptcy court to make a payment plan of some sort. And after 5 years, the IRS says he still owed them more money that was not bankrupted in Chapter 13. So you don't want to do Chapter 13, Chapter 11, only Chapter 7 to bankrupt taxes. But I want to warn you, if you have significant assets of any kind, they will be liquidated in bankruptcy Chapter 7. So if you have your home equity, stocks, bonds, investments, anything liquid, that will be gone. So if you have nothing, assets, if you have only wages, current commissions, income, whatever you do, your current business income, that's fine. You can get to keep that. But your assets will be liquidated in Chapter 7. So do not do Chapter 7, okay? If bankruptcy, if you have significant assets that you don't want to lose, your home, or your stocks, bonds, bank account, investments. However, here's the thing about bankrupting taxes. It is different than bankrupting your credit card and other debts. When it comes to bankrupting regular debts, all you have to do is to list them as your debts on the bankruptcy forms. And when the bankruptcy case is dismissed, as you know, it's done, they're automatically all your debts, credit card debts, department store cards, debts you have, owed someone, your suppliers, your electric water bill, all of them wipes away automatically. But to bankrupt taxes, you must literally sue the IRS or the tax agency involved, drag him into court, show you met the requirements of bankrupting taxes, I just told you, and then you can bankrupt and wipe away all the taxes. You see, and I know people who try to bankrupt taxes. They thought they bankrupted the taxes, but they did not sue the agency, the IRS, the California Franchise Tax Board, and then down the road, IRS and the Franchise Tax Board are coming after for money that was not bankrupted. So it's very important that you do these process and procedures correctly. And you'll find that most tax attorneys and most bankruptcy attorneys do not know how to bankrupt taxes. Why? Well, because tax law and bankruptcy law are specialty areas of law. It's kind of like medicine. Your doctor may be a bone doctor, a heart specialist, nerve doctor, cancer specialist, you know, or some other specialty. They don't do the other areas. They all specialize in certain areas of medicine. Law is no different. Lawyers do patent law. Another lawyer does only movie law. Another one does internet law. Another one does only car accidents. Another one does divorce. Taxes and bankruptcy are also two specialty areas of taxes that everybody specializes in. Why? Because when you specialize in something, you know it really, really good. Like, I do only American cars. I don't do Japanese cars. You're a mechanic, or vice versa. You know, because you get to be good at something. So when it comes to bankrupting taxes, you need to be a double specialist, IRS tax specialist and bankruptcy specialist. It's like being a brain doctor, which is specialist, and some doctors just see brain scans and look at brain scans and views and you know, stuff like that. Another guy is the surgeon. He operates on your kidney, on your liver, on your heart, on your veins. To brain surgery, you have to be a surgeon and a brain doctor both. So bankrupting taxes is like doing brain surgery, literally, a double specialty. Very few people know how to do that. I learned about it because I had a friend of mine who's an attorney, good friend of mine, so I got to talk to him today, who I knew had successful bankrupting taxes. I told him, look, people are coming to me sometimes in some situations, need to bankrupt taxes. And I know you did it successfully. Let me refer him to you. He says, no, Paymont, I'm not interested. Too much paperwork. I'm not interested in all this paperwork. It does take a lot of paperwork, unfortunately. But he says, Paymont, here, I'll show you how to do it. You know, you can help people get this book out. I get, that's my Bible. And I got the book that he suggested. And wow, it's all there. If you know, you know how to read law and understand it. And he says, call me if you need any help. You know, so that's how I got into this issue, because my lawyer friend, who's a specialist in the area, got me going on it. But unfortunately, very few lawyers out there know about it. So if you're a filer, if you owe the IRS more than a few hundred or a few thousand dollars, it's worth the little cost of litigation, then Chapter 7 bankruptcy is a way to go to wipe out the taxes. So I just showed you folks how you truly can wipe out the taxes that the naysayers on Facebook post and other places says, oh, you can't do that. Negative people, folks. These negative people, folks, are the losers, because that negative closed mind will get them nowhere, because they don't even get to check things out to examine it. So, folks, you got to stay positive. You got to be open-minded. You got to read, you got to think, and then based upon that research, thinking, analysis, then you can take action and win. And this gentleman, I told you, he will bankrupt over $1 million of taxes. It's been done, and you can do it too if that's what you got. So again, the only issue with the filer is it worth the expense of going to bankruptcy court litigation, because you have to sue the IRS. Okay, if it's a few thousand dollars, obviously it's not worth it for you to do that. Okay, so that depends on you. I would say probably, you know, at least $20,000 probably. If it's over the IRS over $20,000, it probably could be worth it with your situation. But you got to go over other things like, hey, do you have any home equity? IRS in bankruptcy, liquidate that perhaps. You know, you have, you know, so you guys look at the whole situation, analyze it, and make a decision. There are other ways, things you can do as a filer to reduce the taxes greatly. But bankrupting the taxes is, in my opinion, by far the most powerful thing you can do to wipe away the IRS taxes. Now, let's go to those of you who do not file or have not filed 1040 income tax confession forms. Your game is different than the filers. For those of you who will not file 1040 income tax confession form, you have not confessed against yourself. You have not ratted against yourself. IRS somehow has come after you. And wants money from you. Well, in this case, IRS cannot simply audit you and say, hey, we audited you and you owe the IRS $100,000. IRS can never do that. I've talked about this in previous conference calls. IRS audits are a bunch of nonsense. They're just a bunch of bluff. Shut down, close down the audits to say, I don't want to hear from you anymore. Do not call me. Do not write me. Issue a notice of deficiency, the formal IRS letter, if you think I owe money, and I'll see the IRS and tax court and deal with another new IRS appeals officer there to challenge the tax there. That's what they should be doing. So IRS, if they issue you a notice of deficiency, it's a formal letter, formal tax proposal from the IRS, that when you get that letter, your best option 99% of the time is to challenge the IRS and tax court. Most often, that's the best way to go. As otherwise, the law used to be you have to pay the tax no matter what and sue for a refund. And in 1998, the new law was passed by Congress that allowed for a new hearing called the collection due process hearing before the IRS can steal your money before they can take your bank account, paycheck, commissions, anything. IRS must offer you a hearing. And in the collection due process hearing, there you can challenge the tax if you did not receive a notice of deficiency or otherwise had an opportunity to challenge the tax, which is usually if you would have received the notice of deficiency. For example, if the notice of deficiency was, you had moved and didn't let the IRS know your address, you didn't get it for that reason, or you were on vacation for a few weeks and the notice of deficiency was sent to you by certified mail, you didn't get it, you were out of town, you went back to the IRS, you can challenge the tax there. Or if the IRS just screwed up, messed around, broke the law, did not send you a notice of deficiency at all, or was not a valid notice of deficiency, or they sent it to the wrong address, or they did things wrong, they did not follow the proper procedures, they did not send you a proper demand for payment they're supposed to send you. There are different procedures the IRS has to follow by law before they attempt to take your money. So if the IRS cannot show, the IRS field officer cannot verify that the IRS followed all of these applicable rules and regulations and procedures, then the tax must be zeroed out. Yes, zeroed out. And it's very doable and done. To see some of these victories, go to Freedom Law School's website at livefreenow.org. Go under our victories. On the top right, the tab, okay, our victories tab. And from there, go down to IRS victories. When you click on the IRS victories, you see many cases in there that IRS taxes were zeroed out completely. Different amounts, $100,000, $350,000. The biggest one is, for $4.6 million. If you go down to Freedom Law School beats IRS for not following proper procedures, the case number four listed there is for $4.6 million, which was zeroed out. Now that could happen at tax courts from a notice of deficiency. That could happen in the collection due process hearing. And this person had not filed a 1040 income tax confession form. The IRS made up this stuff. You can't do it. And I've done it myself too. If you go under our victories, under FLS victories, go down FLS victories, go down to victory number three, Freedom Law School beats the IRS in its own 700,000 case. Click on that. The IRS came after me with close to $700,000 of taxes for about, 11 years, something like that. Some ridiculous, many, many years and quarters of taxes. And in the collection due process hearing, I forced the IRS to zero it. And the tax court approved it. And you see some of the documentation for it there. By the way, I'm going to add the rest of the documentation of my case in there for you guys. You can all see what I did. My own case. Okay? I'll put up the few to see. But right now you see the key document. It's there. So what I'm telling you is not theory, folks. This is done. I've assisted, educated others to do it. As you can see, and I've done myself too. Of course, IRS hates me, folks, and that's okay. Even though I'm a very loving person, folks, when it comes to the IRS, the feeling is mutual. Because I hate liars and hypocrites. And that's what they are. The IRS management, leadership, and the crooked judges who act like IRS managers are part of the deep state that has ignored the Constitution, the laws written by Congress, and they're working hard to ignore the popular president of the United States, Donald Trump, because he is not one of them. He's not an insider crook they can buy with money. He was a billionaire. They cannot control the guy. He does not need their money to get elected. Okay, so folks, I just gave you the answers and all that. Now, at these conference calls, I'm going to try to answer your questions about your issues as best as possible. But I cannot go into your situation too much detail. One, I do not have your paperwork. Your paperwork often can't make a difference. The details are the devil's the details, they say. So you may want to do a one-on-one private consultation with me about your situation. If you're serious about wiping away the taxes, challenging the IRS. I normally get paid $360 an hour for my time, but the first 2 hours is discounted to $240 an hour for each hour. So you can afford get the help you need, and to give a straight answer to your situation with your paperwork. I don't care if it's 10 pages or 500 pages, folks. I can scan through the documents quickly and find out relevant documents, paperwork, and talk with you within an hour, tell you exactly what you got going on, what are the options, A, B, or C, and how much each option will cost you in various costs, risk, rewards, so you can make a peaceful decision which is the best way that makes sense for you. And Freedom Losses courses, folks, go hand in hand with that because you will understand the game. You don't have to believe me. You can verify everything that I tell you for yourself. One of the first things Freedom Law School does in our very first course called A Practical Road to Freedom from Oppressive Taxation and Control, Level 1, is show you how to use the law library, how to look up every legal claim of me, the government, or anybody else for yourself so easily so you have confidence and peace of mind you are doing the right thing. What I'm telling you is the truth, is the best thing for you. So if you go to Freedom Law School's course packages, okay, go to livefreedom.org again, go down to course packages, okay, and then click on course packages, you see a bunch of choices available from you. From a top-the-line Royal Freedom package that all the letters and responses are done for you at no extra charge, $6,000 to start, first year, second year, $3,500, and everything is done. Okay? All the way down to a practical road to freedom, which is only $300, over 200 pages of paperwork, 20 hours of education, audio, and an hour and a half of video, with 100% unconditional money-back guarantee. That's right. If you're not happy with the course, fine. Send it back. I'll give you money back. Just minus the shipping cost. Free rental. Because I don't want your money. Unless that can help you. I don't want your money unless Freedom Law School material education will enlighten you, educate you, empower you, and have you live freer than now. And you're the only one to judge that. That's why I offer money-back guarantee on Freedom Law School courses, level one course, A Practical Road to Freedom, and the courses that come with it. Because you've got to have that course first. Everything at Freedom Law School includes the course, A Practical Road to Freedom. That's the foundation for everything Freedom Law School does, is education for you. So you have options, folks. And don't let money be an issue for folks. Every Freedom Law School course or package, Freedom Package, you can put half or third down and make payment on that. I will work with everybody who's serious about freedom on that. The money is not an issue. The issue is freedom for you. And I want you to share this information, this education with your friends. Family members first, your spouse, your children, your parents, brothers, sisters, cousins. That's right, with them first. Then your friends, coworkers, everybody else on your Facebook page, your friends on Facebook, others. Because we got to get our country back, folks. We got to get our country back. And it will not happen if I only help you out of your tax trouble, folks. Even though Freedom Loss is great and very successful at being the IRS and winning for you and other people, Freedom Loss is not a tax service. Freedom Loss is not a tax for hire, although we best at that. Freedom Law School at the core, foundation, purpose is to educate American people so they can restore freedom and honesty in government and restore freedom in America. So we don't have this corrupt system of taxation and money system and deep state crookedness that exists in America today. So take your part, folks. Do your job to share this information with others. I've done mine by studying and researching law and doing it for over 25 years. Now it's your turn to share the red pill of truth with others around you. With that, folks, now I'm going to go and do my best to answer your questions. We have about an hour left. If you have a question, you push number one on your telephone keypad, and I will be notified because I can see the callers on the call who have questions. And you let me know you have a question, and I will answer your questions one person at a time. Right now, we have two callers from Erica 504 and 547 who have questions. And I will answer you two callers first. Area code 213, someone just raised their hand. I'll be getting to you next, my friend. But remember this, folks. This is a public call. A government or IRS agent could be on the call recording it and use it against you. So I don't want or need your last name. Do not give me your last name. Only give me your first name. If you want to use a pseudonym, a nickname, or fake name to protect your privacy, that's fine with me. I don't care. All I want to do is to help you live free and give the answers to the question that you have. The only thing I ask of you in favor is to help Freedom Law School do a better job of reaching American people by telling me how you heard about Freedom Law School. So Freedom Law School can do a better job of reaching and educating more Americans about freedom, law, and their rights. So with that, folks, let's go to the caller we have from America 504. Caller, tell me your first name only, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then go ahead and ask your question.
Hi, Payma. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. How's the reception? Is there too much wind?
No. Let me see if I get closer or away from microphone. I do better. I'm close to the microphone. Is that better? Or I'm farther
from the
microphone.
No, I mean the reception on my end. Is the reception on my end okay? Because there's a lot of wind right here.
No, you're just fine. Go ahead. What's your name?
Oh, great. Okay. Thank you, Payma. Thank you so much for being here and giving us all this knowledge and for caring so much about our country. Okay. My name is Kathy, and I heard about you on YouTube, I believe. I was researching about all this stuff.
And okay. How did you get on YouTube? What did you look for that got you to Freedom Law School at the end? How did you start to get to Freedom Law School?
You know what? I was actually, this is a very interesting question. I was actually looking online because I wanted to get myself happy about paying income tax. So I was like, oh, I'm going to research why I should be happy to pay income tax. I want to hear the other side. I want to hear what people have to say. And I ended up down the rabbit hole because that question, I just Googled that question and it led me to all the reasons why I should not be happy to pay the income tax. And I didn't actually accomplish my goal. I still haven't. I guess if I'm an American citizen and I'm living abroad and making money, I should be happy to pay my income tax because I am liable for it. But I'm living here. I can't think of a reason why I should be happy to pay something that I'm not liable for. But anyway, I have a little aside question because you said please only give your first name or you can give a fake name. But couldn't the IRS like look at our phone numbers and figure out who we are?
Well, you have to get the records of the company and do that. They have to get a court order. And the thing is that the IRS, they could potentially do a lot, but the IRS has limited resources available. Okay. So that takes them a lot more work to do that. So although they could do that, they're unlikely because they don't want to get you as much as they want to get me. Because without me, you guys are helpless. Because they want to get the leaders, number one. So they're spying on me a lot more than you. Now, if you give your name out there, it makes it a lot easier for them to find you. But even if they have your phone number, you know what? They don't know if it's you because you could be calling from your friend's house. You could be calling from your relative's house. No, you could be calling from an internet cafe or some other number doesn't belong to you necessarily. They cannot prove that the owner of the number is a person that called because many people get access to that phone. You could have a friend could have borrowed your phone and with your phone made the call. You didn't know. So that's why it's better not to give your name because your name will definitely identify you. The phone owner is the one that made the call because otherwise they cannot prove that. Very good question, by the way. I'm glad you asked. The law of the callers know why. Your number is not enough for them to get you.
Without a court order. Okay. And they're not going to do that because that's small.
And they don't know who was on the other side. They don't know who was on the phone. You know?
And they can't prove it. Okay.
Yeah. Because they don't know
All right, that was a little side question.
Okay. What's your direct question?
Okay. The question I have is, let's see. So I'm looking at the potential that people could make money renting out their property. And with that, like if you rented property and you had to pay the taxes, like the transient taxes, and you have to pay that to the state. You can't get out of it. You got to pay that. And the GET taxes, like how does that work when it comes to the IRS? Did I ask my question
those
very clearly?
Those are authorized local taxes. Let me tell you, those are authorized local taxes, hotel taxes, bed tax, all that stuff. That is a whole different thing. It's different, just like you pay gas tax every time you put gas in your car at the pump. Or if you buy cigarettes, the tax included in that price or alcohol. You can pay those taxes. It has nothing to do with the income tax.
So, like, if I pay those taxes and I'm running a business theoretically, and then the IRS is like, oh, we saw in your record with the state that you paid X amount of transient taxes, when you rented out your hotel, we're going to come after you and we're going to get the income tax. Can they legally do that? Because I mean, it's not labor, you know, it's you're renting out a space for tourists to come live in for a couple of days. And I just don't know, is that liable? Because if it's liable, I think it's great to pay taxes that you're liable for. Do you know?
Well,
if that's labor?
The income tax system has been so corrupted. Okay, what should be liable, what actually is liable, the IRS and the crooked courts have really confused the issue. So it depends. You know, that's a good question, because the way the law is written, they made foreigners liable for the tax. That's clear. As foreigners are liable. Also, the law is very clear that the average person's wages and salaries and labor is not taxable. Okay? So your issue is a little bit different. But the thing about it is that you got to remember this. Income tax exists, Kathy, and it taxes things primarily, not because it's a law that Congress wrote, because it's a law that judges, unelected judges make. Judges are not supposed to write law. That is not their job. The job is to interpret the law. But judges have practically given themselves power to write law, which is completely illegal, completely unconstitutional. But who is going to hold the judge responsible for that? Congress can impeach these crooked judges, but they're not going to do that. You know, they're part of deep state. They don't do that. So they get to get away practically writing the laws. So practically, it doesn't matter if you got a bed and breakfast thing going on there. Okay, or you got working a job making salaried wages. They're imposing on you because they just want your money, and the courts have claimed that everybody got to pay income tax on everything you receive, basically. And the other thing you got to keep in mind, the IRS must still use the proper procedures if they want to come after you to tax you. Without them following the proper procedure, if you don't file, without the IRS coming and after you, doing the proper procedures, you owe the IRS nothing. Because the IRS has not followed the legal procedures, and so often they do not. Understand what I'm saying? So there's the practical side of things, and there's the theoretical side of things. Let me tell you what I mean. If you ask me, Paymon, can you guarantee the roof on my head will not fall on my head tonight? I will tell you no. There's a possibility the roof on your head will fall down on your head, and I cannot be responsible for that. But if you ask me, Paymon, is the roof over my head likely to fall on my head? I'll tell you it's very, very unlikely, but I cannot guarantee it. So same thing here. The IRS can come after you, but doesn't mean they will come after you. It's unlikely for them to come after you. And if you do the right things and not do the wrong things, it's even much, much less likely for them to come after you, and much, much more likely for you to beat them if and when they come after you. That's how the reality of it works. It's not a black and white thing. We are dealing with human beings, with the government, who could not start their own business or get a decent job at a private company. So they ended up working for the IRS because it's a living. It pays the bills, the mortgage, puts food on the table, and they don't like it. Many of them hate it. Many of them are social misfits. And they have no competition for them to work hard or be efficient. They work at their own pace. They all take long coffee breaks. They're living off the back of youth, and the other hardworking Americans in the private sector. So they do a lot of stuff wrong. They leave a lot of people alone, and they do mess some people up. So it's not the black and white thing you expect it to be, Kathy, that they are about to come after you. It doesn't work that way. You understand how the system works a little bit better now, Kathy? Kathy, are you there? I cannot hear you. Okay, Kathy, I cannot hear
you
at all.
I'm here.
Okay.
Can
you hear me now? Yes, I can hear you. Any other questions before I go to the other callers with questions?
Yeah, I did have one more question. If I got the royal package, would I also have to like hire a lawyer in addition to that? And if the IRS did come after me, how much money do I have to be making to be able to afford the lawyer fees to be able to even try to beat the IRS in court, like if they came after me? Because I want to make sure that this business is worth going into, because it might be worth it.
Very good question. With the royal fee package, you are unlikely, very unlikely to need a lawyer, because most everything can be done without a lawyer. You can just do the thing, write the letters, you know, yourself. Letter can be written, provided to you, you print, sign, and mail it out yourself. So we avoid lawyers like 99% of the time. So that's number one, very key. Because with lawyers, no matter what, you're just going to, your cost will go through the roof and make it unaffordable. So one of the key things that allows Freedom Law School to offer such a thing as Royal Freedom Package, and after first year, $6,000, second year is only $3,500 a year, which is about $300 a month, which is, think about it, $300 a month, and all the letters, all responses, all included, done, no extra charge. Yes, it's all no extra charge. How can it be so inexpensive? Because 99% of the time, we could avoid the use of a lawyer. And then if the IRS is after you for more money, in maybe some cases like some appeals, you know, to the Court of Appeal, then you may want to get a lawyer, because the crooked courts ignore non-lawyers too often. They respect the lawyer a lot more than listen to a lawyer. Then you may want to get a lawyer. But even then, Freedom Law School knows some of the very best, top, knowledgeable, and friendly to freedom movement attorneys who charge very reasonable rates to do those appeals. And even then, because Freedom Law School has done the lay the foundation so properly, the lawyer fees will be minimal and very affordable if it gets that far. In the criminal tax case, however, you do not have to pay a lawyer's fees. That will be covered by a Freedom Law School, because you have to have a lawyer in those cases to defend you. Those are rare, but they do happen in rare occasions. Freedom Law School covers that. But 99.9% of the time, IRS comes after people for money only. And like I said, 99% of the time, it's handled without a lawyer. Does that help you answer your question and concern, Kathy?
Yes, thank you so much, Pema. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank
Kathy,
you.
Kathy, my pleasure. Let's go to our next caller we have from area code 347. If you have a question, call from area code 347. Please go ahead. Give me your first name. I heard
Fred.
I need a question. Yes, sir.
Oh, you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, does this apply to also state level for states that?
What's your name first? What's your first name?
I said Fred.
Fred, I didn't hear. Okay, thank you. All right, Fred. And how did you hear about Freedom Law School?
I've been on here before for quite some time, and it's through a friend.
Very good. All right. So could you repeat your question, please?
Oh, when you was talking about zeroing out with respect to the federal, does it also apply to the state?
Very good question. Yes. It applies to state income taxes. It also applies to other taxes that you may owe. It's not just income taxes. Any tax.
Okay.
Could be bankrupted. Any kind of tax that exists. As long as it meets those requirements I mentioned earlier, it could be bankrupted. Mm-hmm.
Also, is this upgraded information that's part of the Simple Freedom Package? Or is that separate?
The Simple Freedom Package and Rural Freedom Package are different.
Okay.
They both include education, but with Simple Freedom Package, the letter writing responses are not done for you at no extra charge. You have the criminal legal defense fund, has unlimited consultation, education, so forth. But if something comes up, it'll be an extra charge.
Gotcha. Okay.
Any other questions, my friend?
That's it for me.
All right, my friend. Thank you very much for your question. Let's go to our next caller we have from area code 213. Los Angeles area. I used to live out in your direction, my friend, all over Southern California. So what is your name, my friend? How are you here about Freedom Law School, and what's your question?
Hello. Hi. My name is Stephen, and a friend of my father's is the one who told me about you. He says that you're pretty knowledgeable on the tax situation, and I'm new to this, so I have a question.
Okay. Well, how can I help you, Stephen?
Okay. What is an average American? You said that there's no law that requires an average American to pay an income tax.
Most Americans make their living, Stephen, as a salaried or wage earner or small business owner. Or a commission person, you know, they're doing something, they work for themselves, they work for their own labor. Okay? So it's very clear that those people are not required to file pay income tax. Now, if you are a person, has a lot of real estate income, a lot of business, they come from various businesses, you have, you know, hundreds of employees working for you. There's debate on that issue, whether that person required to file income tax or not. Some people say they are, some people say they are not. But what is clear is that you are not in those categories at all to begin with, are you? Are you a big real estate investor or are you a big business owner?
No, but you know, I want to start doing some day trading. That's what I, because I'm handicapped, and I wanted to start doing some day trading.
Well, Stephen, I was a financial planner back in the 1980s for about 7 years. Because remember, I studied finance and business and economics at the University of California. So I went to into financial planning. And someone who understands stocks, bonds, mutual funds, all those things, I'm very much strongly against the average person investing in stocks, bonds, or the market, and day trading, stocks, bonds, commodities, currencies, all those things. People will tell you out there that you can make a lot of return on your money, and it's true. You can make a lot of money. They'll tell you that they got this foolproof or nearly foolproof system that has worked for many people and will work for you too. Those are sales gimmicks. The system is rigged. The stock market, bonds, commodities, the currencies, And the big super rich banks and investment banks, they use computers that make a transaction in a millimeter of a millisecond. They make a transaction, millisecond. There's no way the average American can compete with those computers. They have access to the most knowledgeable techniques and systems. So someone telling you to, that they got this great system, they found out about to do it online, or they tell you, don't buy it, especially someone like you, who is disabled. So it suggests to me you don't have a lot of money. Whatever little money you got, whether it's $5,000 or $50,000, is all you got. You don't have an easy way to go make that money up. Do not risk it. How much money do you have to invest, Steve? And I'll give you some other options that are more cautious and safe to you, besides the bank account. How much money you got?
Well, I've been looking at penny stocks. I know I can get in fairly cheap with penny stocks.
How much money you have to invest in penny stocks?
I have at least 5,000.
5,000? You disabled? Go to put no more than $500 in that, at most. Okay? That's all you got. Enough that if you lose it, you will not cry over it. Okay, so you're not going to make that much money off it anyhow. Most often you're going to lose money anyhow. That's why the penny stock, high risk. Okay, what I would focus on, if I was you, on how to get your health back. Why were you disabled, Stephen? What happened?
It was an automobile accident from several years ago, and so I'm in a wheelchair, and it limits what I can do.
I understand that. Have you looked at any alternative health therapies to help your body heal as best as possible?
All of it takes money.
I understand that. So what you should do, you should put that $5,000 toward, first of all, go online and search different alternative health therapies available. And I'm going to name a few of them you should check out on your own, because I don't have the time to tell you. I've done a lot of research on health and nutrition also, not just freedom. You know, I don't make many money off of that. I'm just giving you some top tips. Go check out Rolfing, R-O-L-F-I-N-G. Okay. And check out Rolfing. Go see Rolfing, see he can help you to some degree. Go see muscle activation technique. Muscle activation technique. So he can help you to some. They can probably help you to different degrees. Okay. Also, acupuncture to some degree may help you. Look into that. Probably not as much. It probably is more muscular related, made of muscle connective tissue and bones. That's why I suggested those specialties. Also, you should look into changing a diet to a nutrient-dense, nutrient-rich diet versus the regular diet that Americans are told. We are told that we should be eating a low-fat, low red meat diet and rich in fruits and vegetables and grains, which is false. It's opposite of the truth. You should be eating a high-fat diet with protein, and you need no carbohydrates or sugar. You could have some carbohydrates and sugars, but they're not necessary. Your body burns fat for fuel, okay? That's what the truth is. The dentist named Dr. Weston A. Price, back in 1930s, after 12-year research of the Native people, found that they were all healthy. They had no sickness, no diseases, no suicide, no depression, no moodiness, and had no tooth cavities either, or very little bit of it. You gotta adopt those nutrient-rich ways of the Native people if you want to be healthy. And go to westonaprice.org, read that, and you want to start eating stuff like eggs, raw milk, raw dairy, raw, you know, eggs, grass-fed red meat, wild seafood. Bone marrow, and I say bone marrow, bone marrow, bone marrow is cheap. That the dogs love bones, bone marrow, because they intuitively know how super rich it is. Bone marrow is a nutritious powerhouse of every creature, every mammal. They, after everything the animal eats, it goes to the bone marrow after being refined to become red blood cells and white blood cells to feed and defend your body. So the animal's storehouse of nutrition is the bone marrow. You let the bone marrow raw and cooked, and your body will start with all its therapies and start healing itself. Okay, too much, and you'll be able to do a lot more than otherwise you could have done, my friend. So do that, and don't worry about any stocks. Focus on your health. With your health back, in my opinion, you can make an opportunity to make more money, and then call me at that time. I'll help you with the tax issue as well, okay?
Okay, I got one other question. That search engine, you said don't use Start Page, but use something else?
DuckDuckGo.com is a search engine that is a good search engine. Startpage is a private one, but it's a poor search engine. Does not give you good results. And of course, yes, censor. Do not use Google.
Did you say duck as in quack? Quack?
Duck as in quack, quack, yeah. Two ducks and a G-O. D-U-C-K. DUCKGO.com. There are other search engines which are good, I understand, but that's the one that I found that is a good engine. I tried Startpage. I heard about it from other people, but it sucks. It doesn't give you good search results. I noticed that. So, but DuckDuckGo, I heard something. So I said, oh, let me try this one. See, being open-minded, willing to learn, try new things. And I found that DuckDuckGo has good search engine, good search results, like Google does. Okay? We want to avoid Google.
What is taxable income?
It's not the average American's labor and wages, and I've covered that issue in other conference calls again, and I will cover that. They get in future calls. So general questions like that, what I do is I answer in a call dedicated to that subject where I go into it in more detail. But I tell you what you should do is go to livefreenow.org. I put a lot of education materials on there and start reading and watching the videos there. Because I cannot do a class on these conference calls on those subjects, my friend. I wish it was simple. I could tell you a thorough answer in 10 or 20 minutes, but I cannot. Okay? That's why I have all this education material on Field Losco's website. What is income, for example, is covered in there. There's a lot of definition of income is in there. Go to livefreenow.org, education materials, drop that menu. From the top, start reading and watching and go down. Okay?
Okay. So if I was to invest and I earned a certain amount of money that it came through, would that be considered taxable on my investment of $500?
It depends. Depends on how much you make, for example. I don't think under $500 is going to make anything to worry about, my friends. Listen. I'm not going to waste too much time on this thing. On this theoretical, what if this, that, for someone who doesn't have it, you have even no means of making it realistically, my friend. Okay? Reorient yourself to your goals. Your goals should be your health first. Put your $5,000 into your health. With your health, you can make a lot more money. Without your health, penny stocks are by definition that they're worth a penny because they're junk. They're trash. You take a great chance that negative trash becomes something. You know, why do that? Why don't you put your money in something certain, something that you know have a very good chance of making good, secure money. For example, one of the courses Freedom Law School offers is how to buy a home with no tax return, no use of your slave surveillance number, otherwise known as Social Security number, no credits, no verification of income, no bank loan, and not a huge amount of money, with a little bit of money. I have a course on that.
Well, I qualify for all that. I don't have any of that stuff.
Then you are better off getting that course, how to buy a home and invest in real estate, which is solid. And I'll show you how to get going on that rather than a risky penny stocks. Okay?
Do you think I could actually buy a home?
Will you do that privately also? Yes, sir. What is your question?
You think I could actually buy a home and I can't show any income and I'm disabled and I couldn't fill out the forms and I don't have a social. I could get a home.
Yes, you can.
Hot dog.
In that course, I take 3.5 hours to explain to you how you can and why you should.
That sounds good.
Very good, my friend. If you don't like the course, you know, as long as you get the level one course with it, a practical road to freedom course with it, which is $300, the buying a home course is $140. Then if you don't like it, return it. I'll give you money back to you. You have 90 days to check them out. I'll extend that 90-day time frame if you need to check it out. Make sure it works for you. If it doesn't, send it back. I give you money back minus the shipping costs. Okay?
Thank you.
You're most welcome. Steven, thank you for your questions, folks. If any of you have any further questions, go ahead and push 1 on your telephone keypad. Then I know you have a question. Your name will come up. And your number will come up, I should say. Not your name, your number. Now we'll get your question answered. If not, folks, I want to thank you all for being on the call. I hope it's been informative for you. Go to livefreenow.org. Go to Facebook. Become a fan of Freedom Law School. Stay in touch with us that way. We'll be in touch with you. Go to our website. Make sure you get our educational emails sent to you for free. Your free Freedom Education Package mailed to you for free at livefreenow.org. And tell your family members, friends, coworkers about Freedom Law School. Check out our YouTube channel, Blog Talk Radio, Commerce Calls, Previous Calls on there. And folks, I hope you make a commitment to educate yourself first and then take action to live a free life and work with other freedom-minded Americans like Freedom Law School and our students and others to have America be a free country once again. Thank you for listening and have a good night.